Welcome to the Sober Vibes Podcast. I am your host and sober coach, Courtney Anderson. You are listening to episode 152. F yes, 152 episodes. I hope wherever you are at in the world, you are having a kick-ass day. And if you're not, you know what? There's always tomorrow. So today's a solo dolo episode. And what that means, if you're new here to the Sober Vibes Podcast, that means it's just me talking. I like to do these solo episodes as more as a coaching style. A lot of these conversations often come from just stuff, you know, that I have been thinking or want to share with you, or questions that have come up on my Instagram account. And I was going to do one topic, but I decided to do another. So the one topic I was going to do today, and then I pivoted, I will do that in the future. But I think this is important, okay? Because I come from a place with the sobriety and recovery. I really like to come from a shame-free, let's tailor your sobriety to you. Because every goddamn person on this planet is different and at different points of their life. And, you know, that's, human beings are different, okay? I don't think there is a one size fits all program here, especially too in my book. If you haven't grabbed my book yet, Sober Vibes, A Guide to Thriving in Your First 3 Months Without Alcohol, please do so. Also, I've had recently a lot of people who are outside of that time frame read the book and tell me that it has helped them just to like remember, like it's like a nice little refresher. So I enjoy hearing that. So if you're out of that time period, still pick up the book and read it and give yourself that refresher. So recently I made a post on the gram. And if you're not following the Sober Vibes account on Instagram, please do so. And people were fine. But this is where Instagram, into what you post, it can be taken the wrong way, right? And fine. But I made this post and I want to follow it up with a few things here. So this was what the post says. It's not your fault that you woke up one day with a drinking problem. Alcohol is a highly addictive substance. It is marketed to people like it's the only way to relax, have fun, parent, vacation, be social, ... pretty much live life, right? Okay. That is the truth. That is the God's honest truth. I end up talking to so many women on consults, people I end up working with, where this always comes out. I don't know how I got here. I woke up one day and I just don't know how I got here. I don't understand how this has taken over. I can't believe that I have this issue. I can't believe that I have this, you know, dependence on alcohol. I cannot believe that I'm sitting here with the DUI, that my children won't talk to me, that that the substance has control over me. I hear this from people all the time on a weekly basis. Me saying that, again, comes from the reality of it, that alcohol is a highly addictive substance and that there's millions of people who become addicted to alcohol and have that emotional dependence. Whether you are a gray area drinker, you are a binge drinker, you are an alcoholic, you are on the spectrum, there is a level there of dependence on alcohol, because facts are facts that it is a highly addictive substance. And also facts too are how it is marketed towards people. I didn't even in this post touch upon what your family dynamic, what you saw growing up, if your parents, you know, had a ball drinking all the time, had their friends over constantly, and it was the party and it was drinking every day. Dinner, there was drinks. Morning time, noon, it was 5 o'clock somewhere, correct? Right? So I didn't even touch upon that, of what you grew up with, if you grew up with alcoholic parents, all of that. And then on this post, I was met with, well, you can't keep blaming. You can't keep blaming people. You have to at some point take accountability. No shit. But I am talking to people who are early on in their journey of discovering life without alcohol. You're not going to take accountability at fucking day one. No way, goddamn Jose. No, you're not. You're not going to take accountability at day one and be like, oh God, let me look back and just take accountability for all of this bullshit that, yes, I partaked in. Okay. At some point down the road of your recovery process, yes, absolutely, when you are ready, okay, because you want it to be genuine. And when people are telling you to take fucking accountability, you got to take accountability, it's like, okay, well, I'm not just going to do this because you're telling me to. It really needs to come from the fucking soul. When it comes from the soul, that is when it's more genuine and you understand what the fuck just happened. However, going back to the beginning of what I said in that Instagram post, it is just basic fucking knowledge. Like, no, like part of this is, it is a fucking highly addicted substance and it has been marketed to me to have fun, to fucking vacation, to sit on a beach. I need a beer to sit on a beach. I need a fucking spirits to go to holiday parties. I need it all to live life. I even need alcohol to parent, because that has been another message that has come out for years upon years upon years. I mean, don't you guys remember like back in like, well, I mean, depending on your age, but there used to be like the stay-at-home mom who would then start drinking her martinis, right? Like I can remember like pictures like this of like thinking like the 50s of the greatest generations, those types of housewives of staying home and drinking and in dealing with being a stay-at-home parent. So this idea has been marketed towards us for a very long time, a very long time. So if you are in the point where you're like, how the fuck did I get here? I just want you to take it with this step of like, oh no, alcohol is a very highly addictive substance and it is marketed towards living life. Because in the end, I don't want to go all like sound like the system wants you sick. It just does. Okay. That is what I will say on that. And that is how big alcohol has continued to make its monies, by getting people hooked. Right. In time, the accountability and waking up to be like, okay, you know, it's time, even though I was under the influence, that I did still partake in this. I had to do this myself. And it's not a thing that needs to be forced upon somebody. And I remember having this conversation with my brother Chad and saying, you know, I can't keep blaming alcohol. Because yes, even though I was under the influence and I had this addiction, I did partake and continued those actions. But that comes in time. That comes in time. I want to share with you today about a new product that I love. Sober Vibes and Exact Nature have a shared mission, helping you get sober and thrive. Exact Nature's healthy, all-natural CBD products can help. They're made for changes in mood, focus, cravings, and sleep that can be a part of getting sober. Founded by a father and son, both in addiction recovery, they know these challenges firsthand and have created a line of products to amplify the hope in your journey. Exact Nature offers oils, soft gels, gummies, and creams, detox for cravings, serenity for calm and focus, and Z's for better sleep. There are thousands of CBD products on the market, but only Exact Nature's are made for those of us in recovery. I'm a big fan of the Serenity. For 20% off your order, use code SV20
for 20% off your order at exactnature.com. That is exactnature.com. The link will also be in the show notes below. You can use that code now and all year long. It's time to start feeling your best self, and you can learn more at exactnature.com. Again, the link is in the show notes. I strongly recommend CBD to help you along your sobriety and recovery journey. Exact Nature now offers free shipping on all orders.
Maybe you're there. Maybe you are seeing that light come up where you're like, it's all kind of clicking, right? Like the process of sobriety and recovery, it's like a click, 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 keeps going. Like it just, everything starts falling into place. You see at different points, like, oh, okay. You know, waking up with clarity, like, oh shit, my family dynamic is actually not cool. They're a bunch of dick lickers. Like I'm good for a little bit. Or waking up and being like, oh, I don't want to be in this fucking job anymore. I chose this. I got into this job when I was in like the height of my drinking. Like this is where I thought I wanted to be. Or you wake up and you're like, I'm married to a fucking asshole and I am not a happy person because of this relationship, right? Or you wake up and being like, my kids don't really like me that much anymore. These are all facts. Or you wake up and you're like, ooh, I got to work on my spending, right? And that's what happens when you give up drinking alcohol. There's the clarity that comes into play. Or even like, it's just personal stuff of like, oh, that's how I was operating. I operated like that for so long that now in my sobriety, like I can't be doing the most on the weekends. I need some rest. And then you become a napper, right? Like, and that is all okay. But the accountability and what this episode really is about, it's that if you haven't come to the place of the accountability of what you played while you were under the influence, that is a-okay, especially too if you're new, or especially if maybe you're a year or two in. It takes some time. It takes some time. Same thing, like emotional sobriety. You're not going to be there at day 90. The emotional sobriety comes into play and sometimes comes into play a year to 2 to 3 years after you get sober. So some of the stuff that you might be reading or listening to where you're like, I'm not connecting with it. It's honestly because it's where you are at in your timeline of your sober journey. So just continuing to keep trusting the process with where you are, because every person is different. And that's what I think I want you to understand more and more, that everybody's different in this road of recovery and sobriety. So I hope this episode helps you today. And I just wanted a free talk about that post. That is it. You know, again, I wasn't talking to, I'm not telling people to keep blaming alcohol, but that one post, it's just from the reaction, which I didn't respond to some people. So I just didn't have it in me. I was tired. I was tired last week with being sick. And that's where the fucked up thing about social media is. It's like you can put something out there and it's always going to be taken the wrong way. But definitely in time, when it comes to it, you will accept accountability. But if you're just starting and wondering how you got there or how you got here, it's because of exactly what I said in that post. Alcohol is a highly addictive substance. It doesn't matter if you're a fucking doctor. It doesn't matter if you're a goddamn, if you're a social worker, a teacher, if you are a stay-at-home mother, if you do hair, it does not, if you are the president of the United States, it does not matter. It does not matter because highly addictive substances like alcohol do not discriminate. And that does not give a fuck, yo. Does not give a fuck. So, again, hope this episode helped you.
If you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Let's see what else I got. I'm not doing if you're listening to this in real time, I'm not doing a workshop this month, but I promise you I will do it next month. Again, being sick, I was sick for like a week and that just took me out of the game. Kind of brought down my energy and my work focus. So I will pick it back up in November. The link will be in the show notes to sign up for that. And I will email you all of that information once I get a date down for November and what the topic of the workshop is. If you cannot make it in real time to that workshop, then I will send out the replay. Okay. I promise this time I'm going to show up. Hopefully the dictator does not get croup in November. Right. And also make sure to check out my new program. It's Next Level Sober Support that is self-guided. The link is in the show notes below. If you're looking for one-on-one coaching, you can apply to work with me. And then there's always my community called The Fix, where there's monthly meetings on that. I do have to say I changed up the meetings. So for November, there is meetings on Wednesdays at 7:30. And then there's meetings on Saturday at 10 a.m. So I am keeping it consistent going forward. So you always know it just works out easier than spreading these meetings out throughout the week. So, and that is $35 a month. You can cancel at any time. So come check us out. Again, thank you for listening today and stay safe out there and keep on trucking.